Hi, Pinder. It's Laura with Local Splash.
Hey, Laura. Sorry, it took a little bit longer than expected.
It's okay. I figured.
Yeah.
Is it a good time for you now?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So let me go through everything. Pull it up. Okay. And then for the spelling of your first name, I have P as in Paul, I, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E, R, correct?
Yeah, Pinder.
Perfect. And for your last name, I have S, I, N, G, H, correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And this phone number that we're speaking on, the one that ends in 5911, is this the number that you're going to want your clients to call as well?
Correct.
All right, perfect. And then let me see here. Let me also get your email, please.
It's Sparrow, the company name that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Painting services at gmail.com.
Okay. All right. And Pharaoh with an S, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Okay. And for company name, I have it as four words, which is Pharaoh's Painting and Remodeling. Is that correct?
Yeah. They misspelled remodeling for some reason. Is it corrected on there or no?
I have it spelled correctly on my end. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And I want to make sure I have it right as well. And is spelled out entirely, right? A-N-D?
But I didn't want it like that. I want it to be kind of like something different.
Do you want the symbol?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, I can do that. That's why I want to make sure that we got it right, because everybody does it different. So, all right. So, Pharaoh's Painting and Remodeling, and it's going to be the symbol and. Okay.
Correct.
Perfect. Now, for your address, business address, I have 71 Chadwick Boulevard in Newcastle, Delaware. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
Okay, and this is a physical address, right?
Yes.
Okay. So Google's going to mail you out that verification pin, so just keep an eye out for it. When you receive it, just get us back that pin that they send you, okay?
Okay.
Now, for people authorized on your account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
No.
Okay. Now, let me see here. Could I get that down, that down, this down? Okay. So the next question is going to be the services that you want to be found for. So our account management team, when they give you a call for your onboarding call, they're going to tell you what keywords are searched the most in your area based off of the jobs you want to be found for. So what should I put down for you?
Jobs to be found for painting.
Oh, interior and exterior?
Yeah.
Okay.
Painting, interior and exterior, bathroom and kitchen remodeling.
Okay.
You can also do... You
do cabinet painting as well?
Correct.
Okay. And sorry, go ahead.
Cabinet installing or painting. You can also do decking as well.
Okay.
And we do everything, but like the common searches are those for painting and remodeling.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Okay. So I have so far interior and exterior painting, bathroom and kitchen remodeling, cabinet painting and cabinet installs, and also decking.
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. Now, your onboarding call, it's about 45 minutes to an hour long, depending on your questions. And they call you within an hour window as well. So what does your availability look like tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday if need be?
Are they going to call me tonight?
It won't be tonight because it's too late. We're going to be out of here in about an hour. So it would be too short notice for them. So that's why tomorrow would probably be best. Mm-hmm.
You can call me tomorrow because I have a doctor's appointment for my dad, but I just have to sit there so I can do it then. But
okay.
It starts at 8 in the morning and it goes up until like 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
It's like a chemo treatment, so.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh,
yeah,
no, I'm sorry.
It's his last treatment.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's happy.
So, yeah. So anywhere in that time frame, you guys can call me for the fall.
Okay.
For the onboarding.
Okay.
Now, what do I need to set up physically, like my login and where to go to do all this stuff? Or you're doing it for me, or is it like something that I have access to as well, or like pictures and stuff? And wanted to talk to you about the website too, and what I need to do for
mm-hmm.
that as well.
Perfect. So what everything that you're going to need for your campaign, we're going to go over in detail tomorrow with the account manager. They're the ones that are going to handle that.
Okay.
They're pretty much going to be sending you emails and text messages to get access to certain things. If you don't have profiles, we will make them for you, like the Google Business profile. And I'm sorry, I don't remember if you told me if you had a Facebook profile yet or not, but I will get to that point right now by asking those questions. But the pictures and everything, you're going to be able to email them to us or send them to us through a portal as well. So all of that's going to be sent over to you tomorrow. You're going to get some stuff today, but as this progresses, you're going to receive everything to kind of help us out. So right now, really, you don't have to worry about anything until your call tomorrow. I put it down between 10 to 11 a.m. your time. Does that work?
Correct.
Okay. So I'll email you out an invitation for your onboarding call as well. So you'll receive that when we get off the phone. Let me see here. Got that down. Okay, we're going to do you the Google Business profile. Now, I don't know if your state requires it or not, but are you licensed and insured?
I don't need to be in Delaware for what I do, so it's not a requirement in Delaware.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And I'm sorry, I don't remember did you have a Facebook page yet, or do you need us? Oh, you have a personal one, right? But you still use it to advertise for your business?
Business one as well. Now, everything is going to be included in the $250, right?
Yes, everything's included. There's not going to be any extra charges or nothing along those lines. Everything that I'm going over is included.
Okay.
Okay. Now, on your website, this is also included. It's not an extra charge. Since it is going to be a secure website, you do have the option of having payment integration, which means that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that feature?
Can you repeat that? Sorry. My blinker's on. It's hard to hear.
No, you're okay. It's a payment integration. So your clients can pay for your services on your website. You will have a secure website. It's up to you if you want to add that or not.
No.
Okay. Now, the second option is going to be a call tracking feature. This is also included, and it's up to you if you want to add it. We would provide you with a phone number. It's the phone number that gets promoted, the number that your clients will call. Your calls still go directly to your phone, but the reason why some people add it is because it does record all of your phone calls, and it also kind of minimizes spam calls because it says in the beginning, like, for new clients, press 1, for existing clients, press 2. So it's up to you if you would like to add that feature or not.
Yeah, that actually sounds more professional than me picking up being like, hello.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So I added that, and then the app I automatically added as well. Now, for specific target areas, you can pick counties, cities, or zip codes. What what areas would you like to target?
I would do Newcastle, where I live, Newark, Delaware, Middletown, Delaware, Bear.
One.
Delaware.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to type in each one. So I got Newcastle. The next one you said it was Newark?
Yeah, Newark, Delaware.
Okay, and what is the next one?
Middletown, Delaware.
Okay, and I am ready for the next one.
Bear, Delaware.
Bear, like the animal?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Newcastle, Bear, not Wilmington. You can do Wilmington, Delaware.
Wilmington?
Yeah, Wilmington, Delaware. Wilmington.
Okay, I found it. Perfect. I'm ready for the next one.
You can do Dover, Delaware as well.
Okay, Dover, found it. Okay.
Smyrna.
Can you spell that one for me, please?
That's S-M. S-M.
You can just try to figure. Oh, I found it. It's S M Y R N A, right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
And then Townsend. That's Townsend, one word.
Okay. Townsend. Okay, I found that one. Is there any other city?
No, that's it.
Okay. Now for, okay, no problem. I put all those down already. And for your hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open for?
You can do Monday through Saturday, from 7 to 6 p.m.
7 to 6 p.m., okay. And do you want to show closed on Sunday?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
Just my name.
Okay. And is there a middle initial?
No. My first name is not Pinder. It's longer than that. So
okay.
The card, the payment is going to be the card. If Pinder is my nickname, my full name is Bu Pinder. That's B as in boy, H as in horse, U as in umbrella, and Pinder. That's one word, one name.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, B-H-U-P-I-N-D-E-R.
Okay. It does make it simpler, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And last name is also Singh?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Okay. Now, is the billing address on the card, the 71, the Chadwick?
Correct.
Or Chad? Okay.
Am I going to get an email confirmation for this payment?
Yes. So what's going to happen is I'm going to get your credit card information. I'm going to go through a voice verification, which is on a recorded line. Then
okay.
I'm going to charge your card, and as soon as your card is charged, you're going to be receiving text messages and emails, and also, of course, your invoice. We're also going to go over the terms and conditions, which is everything that we said we're going to do for you, and also that you can cancel at any time. So all of that's going to be done over the phone right now while we're on the phone, so you're going to get it all at the same time. Okay. All right. And what type... Sorry, you kind of cut off. What did you say?
Yeah, could you repeat when you said the confirmation? Because it just cut off from there.
Yeah, of course. So we're going to do a voice verification before I charge your card. And then I'm going to charge your card, and then immediately after charging your card, you're going to receive text messages and emails from us. And, of course, one of those is going to be an invoice. There's going to be the terms and conditions that I'm going to go over with you as well, which is outlining our service agreement, exactly what I told you that we're going to do for you. And after that, we're pretty much already done. But it's all going to be done on a recorded line, the voice verification, and also you're going to receive it through text and email.
Okay, perfect. Now, okay. Can you give me 1 second? I have to make a call really quickly.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead. I'll be here. No, you're good.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I am here.
All right. Sorry about that.
No, you're okay. Okay. What type of card are you going to use?
I'm going to use, it's a MasterCard.
Okay. And I am ready for the numbers whenever you are.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Here,
no worries.
And it's 250 even?
It's 249. And I'm going to go over that in the verification as well. It's all, it's a flat 249. It's nothing more.
Okay. And that's including everything, correct? Like the basic
that is include
the Google, what's that called? The phone when somebody
the call tracking feature? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
so
all included.
So if somebody calls, there'll be, if somebody calls my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
That, say it's a family member, they'll still be hearing that as well?
No, because they're calling your actual phone number. They're not calling the phone number that we would provide. The only
okay.
people that would hear that is the phone number that, the people that call that phone number in particular. Not
and
your
I'll,
actual I'll, cell phone.
And... I'll be able to see that, right? That phone number that you guys provide me with to call?
Of course. You're going to have on your dashboard, you're going to have complete access to all of that. You're going to be able to see all the people who called you, text you. All of that is going to be recorded and tracked for you.
Okay, perfect. And that's everything that's included, right, in the 249?
Everything, correct. Nothing, everything I went over on our phone calls, everything is included in that 249. There is no extra charges.
Perfect. All right. So,
mm-hmm.
1 second.
Uh-huh.
Pull up the car. I'm just, like, I'm driving and I'm trying to give you the car, too.
Oh, gosh. Be safe.
And my mom's calling me because I need to pick her up later.
We're almost done, by the way.
Yeah. It's 5, ready for the card number?
Yes, I'm ready.
It's 5312-6700-0099-8601.
Okay, and the expiration?
Expiration is 0727.
And security code?
044.
Okay. Now, every time we call you, we're going to ask you a security question. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company. So you have three
okay.
options. You can pick from mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
City I was born in.
Okay. And what city is that?
Trump City.
Trump, like... our old President Trump?
Yep. Trump City.
Okay, perfect. Trump City. Okay.
That's a fake city, by the way.
Oh, I wouldn't have known. Okay, so Trump City. Perfect. Now, I'm going to go over the voice verification for you. That's what's going to be done on a recorded line. Uh-huh.
Okay, just hold on. I'm getting a call. Damn it.
Yes, go ahead. Take it. I'm right here.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Yes, I am here.
Alright, sorry about that again.
No, you're okay. So, on the recorded line is going to be the voice verification, so we're going to outline the service agreement. So if you have any questions, you know, just feel free to stop me so I can answer them for you. So basically, to start everything, if you can please state the name of your business.
Barrows Painting and Remodeling.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Pinder Singh, owner-operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Correct.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. This is why we're providing you that security question, which is a question we'll ask you every time that we call. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Correct.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Correct.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today on the 16th in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th in the amount of $249. This will be a reoccurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. We just ask that you call us 3 days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Quick question.
Of course.
So you said that this payment will go through, but I would have to pay another payment for it to start?
No. When the second payment goes through, it's just going to be going every month on the 16th. It's just going to keep coming out of your card, if that makes sense.
Okay, so, and what about the when will this actually kick in and start? Like mm-hmm. the advertising, the website, and then the Google. So you said 30 days after?
No, so we're going to start right away because we have to start the process and start working on it. Google's going to mail you out that verification pin. For your dashboard to be up and running, which is going to track everything, that's 3 to 5 days. For your website to be up and running, it's going to be about 7 days. For Facebook ads to be up and running, that's going to be about 7 to 14 days. And for your first page placement, that one's the one that can take up to 30 to 45 days max. That's because of that process that Google is mailing you out that verification pin to verify your business.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
So they'll discuss all the logins for Facebook, all the website and stuff tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow is when we're going to ask you, for example, what color do you want your website to look like? Also, how you want your campaign to look, what keywords are searched the most in your area. All of that is going to go into detail in tomorrow's call. And while everything is getting done throughout the time, we're going to be sending you emails and text messages letting you know, okay, this is up and running, this part is up and running, this is going. Does that kind of make sense?
Correct.
Okay. So everything sound good for you? Do you have any other questions?
Yeah. No, that's it.
Okay. So you're going to be receiving text messages and email. So let me... I'm going to send you out a text message right now as well with... It's going to be a YouTube video that's going to tell you, like, how to manage or how to deal with your dashboard. Because, you know, all of that, your dashboard is pretty much going to be the brains of everything. So I'm going to send you that YouTube video now.
Okay,
sent that over to you. Okay, and let me see if it already sent out. Now, I know you're driving, so typically we go over the terms and conditions, but you're driving, so I don't want you to pull that up. Oh, wow. but I'm going to text you the link. It's going to be when you have a chance, if you can open it up. It's basically stating what we're going to do, which is going to be that Google business profile. We're going to optimize that for you as well. We're going to make sure to do those Facebook ads. Also, it goes in there, the cancellation and everything. If you can do that today, that'd be great. If not, tomorrow on your onboarding team, you guys can go over it and fill that out. But other than that, as of right now, you are done. And I have you down as a call for tomorrow between 10 and 11. And if you need to reschedule, you can always call me or email me back, and I can take care of that for you, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too as well. Thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.